Back during his last year in office, then-Governor Chris Christie allowed fireworks to be legal in New Jersey. Since then, the availability of fireworks through the state have been certainly widespread, as you may have well known. If you've also seen the many displays, you hopefully have seen the signs saying that you need to be at least 18 to buy them. That's because fireworks are not toys by any definition. They're explosives, and they can be a deadly danger and fire danger if not handled right. Our first guest today is here to offer some safety tips and reminders so that your 4th of July weekend won't involve the emergency room or won't involve the fire department. He is the fire marshal for Sussex County, New Jersey, Virgil Rome. How are you today, Fire Marshal Rome?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here because, as I said, Mr. Rome, the availability has increased dramatically. And, well, like it or not, some people just don't like to read the instructions that come alongside on these packages. There are a lot of them if you've ever looked at a display. What have you seen since that really short period of time when you think about it, that fireworks became legal and much more available in New Jersey? Have you seen a growth of negative results, more accidents, more fires started by fireworks throughout your territory?
Yeah, I would say that we have seen a slight increase. I think it's important to also note that in addition to the New Jersey law, there's still the availability of some increased level fireworks just across the border in Pennsylvania.
Well, is that illegal now to bring them over, or did it become legal because it's now legal in New Jersey to directly purchase fireworks?
The fireworks that are being sold in Pennsylvania are still illegal in New Jersey, but it's just a matter of going across the bridge, obviously, and you can come back over to New Jersey with them. So they're much more available, let me say, than they used to be.
And there's been reports, too, for example, from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, between 2006 and 2021, fireworks injuries have increased by 25%. And when you think of it, too, with injuries as well as fire hazard risks, when you think of the 4th of July, you think of barbecues and fireworks, but also you think of alcohol, and that's a dangerous combination, too.
Absolutely is. And we're in this season where we have a large amount of brush fires and wildfires, and a lot of fire. Those fires are caused by fireworks.
So, what are some safety ideas someone should have as a priority right now, as they're listening and thinking, you know what, haven't done before, I'm going to do it this year. They're an novice. They never. I was going to say played with these toys before, but that's it. Well, that's a good thing. Some people look at them as playing with toys. What's some of the preparation that they should do so as to prevent something really bad from happening regarding fireworks and fires?
Well, I'll give you the basics that we put out there as fire marshals,
sure.
And those are never allow young children to handle fireworks, obviously. You can't buy them unless you're over 18, so you shouldn't be using them. The older children should use them only when under adult supervision. Obviously, never use fireworks while impaired by drugs or alcohol. Anybody that's using fireworks or standing nearby should actually be wearing some sort of eye protection. Never hold lighted fireworks in your hands. Never light them inside a building. Only use them away from people, houses, or flammable materials. Obviously, never point or throw fireworks at another person. Never ignite a device in a container. Do not try to relight or handle fireworks that malfunctioned. Here's a good one. Soak both spent and unused fireworks in water for a few hours before throwing them out. Keep a bucket of water nearby to extinguish fireworks that don't go off or in case a fire is started. And as we talked about in the beginning, don't ever use illegal fireworks. As I mentioned, never light near dry grass. Be cognizant and aware of windy weather conditions, and don't use loose-fitting clothing. And I think it's critical to note, as you said in your intro, that people should read the directions, and that seldom happens.
This is true. What a good idea, too, if you're if and when you're lighting fireworks, to use maybe one of those long nose grill lighters as opposed to trying to flick the Bic and have your hand practically on top of the thing?
Correct. The majority of the injuries are burn injuries, and mostly to hands and fingers. And I would like to point out that 70% of all fireworks injuries actually happen over the course of the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, for the obvious reasons. Also, too, people think bigger is better. Using the type of fireworks, again, you could say, you mentioned, too, how people get things of illicit nature, illegal nature, whatever the case may be. Try to use a mass appeal firework, I guess we would call them, that would be used in a field for a large gathering to watch, like the contractor that your town deals with comes in to do. Using a firework item like that in your backyard.
They're still only permitted to be used by commercial vendors. So we have made legal fireworks that aren't airborne. They can only be used on the ground.
Starting with Sussex County, New Jersey Fire Marshal Virgil Rome about firework safety. Easy to do, too often forgotten, but when you do remember and when you understand, when you respect, and I guess that's the key word too, Fire Marshal Rome, to respect what you're dealing with so as not to have something really bad happen. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Mention the garden hose. Is it a good idea, instead of if something would happen, to maybe put the kids to work, put the white spray on the hose and have the kids wet down the surrounding area where you're going to be doing the fireworks? Sort of a prevent defense.
That would absolutely be a very good recommended idea.
Look at some more stats, too, from the report I mentioned from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. 9 people died last year, 11,500 injuries. Of the 9 deaths, 6 were associated with firework misuse. 1 was associated with a mortar launch malfunction, one of those airborne situations. 2 incidents were associated with unknown circumstances. People between 20 and 24 had the highest estimated rate of emergency department treated fireworks-related injuries last year. And in 2021 as well, there was an estimated 1,500 emergency department-treated injuries associated with firecrackers. And this is surprising, Fire Marshal. Even sparklers can cause injury. A lot of people, again, make the toy connection, but those sparklers, they throw a lot of heat.
Yeah, and we've probably all burned our fingers holding a sparkler because that metal gets pretty hot. So what we recommend with the sparklers is to have a bucket full of sand or a cardboard box full of sand that you could immediately dip the hot sparkler wire into after it's finished.
Seen a lot of people too over the years. They like throwing the sparklers up because they look pretty in the sky, not really sure exactly where they're going to land.
Right, and they could come down and actually hit your head or your clothing. And obviously, again, we all know that that's a sharp, pointy metal item that's flying through the air.
Yeah, sharp and hot. Not a good combination to be coming down out of the air where you don't know. And again, when you think about it, and you can't have any excuse not to adhere to safety, because if you don't have common sense, it's written for you in plain English on the side of the boxes, very prominently on the products that you buy, whether it's at the box store or even supermarkets. Now, you've probably seen fireworks displays. They're common, but unfortunately, as you heard from the report I referenced from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, injuries are also getting more and more common. So don't be part of those statistics. Instead, have fun with it. Use them like they're intended to be, like they're supposed to be, and keep those only you are supposed to be using legally. And you'll have a very happy...
And as we mentioned earlier, the majority of the injuries, unfortunately, seem to be alcohol-related or young child not knowing-related. So it's totally an educational process.
And it's, again, easy to do. And if you see someone actually attempting to step into the stupid zone, as I say, step forward and make sure you stop them before something bad happens as well. That's not supposed to be what's happening this weekend, but we all hear the reports, all hear the news, and that's someplace you don't want to be. We've been talking about fireworks safety with the Fire Marshal for Sussex County, New Jersey, Virgil Rome. Fire Marshal Rome, thank you so much for the heads up and helping us better understand how to be safe during the fun times. Thanks for being here today.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday. And please remember what the issue with this holiday is. It's all about freedom.